every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome into this week's edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, year 26 of talking golf with you. Such a pleasure to be with you at Real Golf on X, and search for Real Golf Radio on your favorite social media, and in the download your podcast there as well by searching Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio. Good to be with you. The Tour Championship this week, East Lake in Atlanta. Sit back, relax, TiVo it, if you will. Just wanted to say
TiVo
it, Bob. Set your VCR, whatever you need to do, because this might be the last we see of this format and this type of event.
Yeah.
The new CEO, PGA Tour, new commissioner coming in and saying, hey, this is a new day and a blank sheet and significant change and all of those words that signify, hey, for those tradition loving fans out there, you better hike up your knickers. It's about to get ugly out there.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty interesting. You know, a lot of things have been talked about as far as what this and the tour and everything is going to look like. And it was pretty interesting to hear the new commissioner's comments, the new committee, competition committee.
Future, yeah.
Yeah. For the future of the tour and what's going to happen with all the events and signature events. And, you know, it's been talked about as far as the Tour Championship, putting it on a rotation basis, keeping it there. There's just a lot going on in the game of golf right now with the PGA Tour.
Hey, those of you in our home state of Utah, this segment brought to you in part by Uinta Golf, serving Utah golfers since 1971. They have that 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Hoops Vision, where you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure from the pros at Hoops Vision. Just go to hoopsvision.com and mention Real Golf Radio. Also, Siegfried and Jensen, 801-222-2222, Siegfried and Jensen, and Zions Bank. For banking needs designed to keep you in the fairway, Zions Bank is for you. We got a great show for you. We're going to go out to East Lake in Atlanta. Rex Hoggard will join us with his take on all the news that has been going on this week, plus catch up with America's favorite caddy and more right here on Real Golf Radio.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, Advanced Bend Profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at fujikuragolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
With adaptive weighting technology and 33 unique loft and lie settings, Cobra has a driver model for every golfer. Introducing DS Adapt from Cobra Golf. Dial in your game.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. BlackDesertResort.com, where you can book your stay and play package to play the championship golf course that's designed by Tom Weisskopf that is hosting the PGA Tour, LPGA Tour. Hey, speaking of the PGA Tour, the Bank of Utah Championship at Black Desert returns October 23rd through the 26th, and tickets are on sale now at BankofUtahChampionship.com. That's BankofUtahChampionship.com. You can get daily passes, hospitality, VIP experiences, and more at BankofUtahChampionship.com and Black Desert Resort, BlackDesertResort.com. We appreciate their sponsorship. This is Utah's premier golf resort. I was just down there again this week, and some of the condos are being completed. Club 73 is up and hopping. You know, such great tacos. You can get milkshakes there. They got the misters coming off to cool you down, right adjacent to the 36-hole putting course. The TrackMan range is there. Like, all of that. The water park is being constructed. The pickleball facility. Did I tell you they're going to have basically whatever the equivalent of the PGA Tour is in pickleball?
Is really?
Coming in the beginning of April? To Black
Interesting.
Desert. Yeah. So this, they're going to have a huge center court with like a sort of a half moon grandstand setting. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a total of 24 courts, including some member only courts that are going to be sitting up on this little plateau. It's going to be pretty sick. So just some of the benefits and amenities of owning down there at Black Desert. And certainly something you can enjoy when you stay. BlackDesertResort.com for more. Yeah. Pretty neat.
Nice.
Stuff. Yeah. All right, Bob, let's talk about some of these things that we just teased in that open.
Okay.
The Tour Championship, first of all, let's just set the table. The Tour Championship is going on this week. This is the culmination of the season-long FedEx Cup and the three playoffs. That's what they call them. So we've already had two playoffs. Scottie Scheffler won last week, and we're going to spend some time talking about Scottie. But for this week, the Tour Championship in the past tried to... The challenge that the Tour has been trying to figure out these 20 years is how do we give merit and credit to a season-long race...
Right.
And yet still have determine a winner of the overall FedEx Cup. Essentially, what they want to do is they want the best, most popular player to hoist the Tiffany Trophy as the FedEx Cup champion. But they can't just hand it to them. They want to play it out. And the events are, you know, sort of required for that. But the way they set the points up, it's all but guaranteed that that top player will be the FedEx Cup champ. So that's why they had these starting strokes. So last year, Scottie Scheffler started 10 shots ahead of, you know, a lot of the players in the field for the whole $25 million. This year, they decided, okay, starting strokes, nobody likes this net championship idea. And so everyone's going to have a fair crack at the FedEx Cup, but we're only going to have the $10 million available. We're going to get that other $15 million in bonuses to the best player to give weight and credit to the full season, blah, 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 right?
Right.
And so... At least
the idea, the other idea was to get away from having a tour championship winner hoist a trophy and a FedEx Cup winner hoist a trophy, which we saw with Tiger Woods,
Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, which we saw with Vijay Singh, who really didn't even have to play because he had all the points to win. And they started weighting points different long before they did the starting strokes. So there's been like this metamorphosis going on of what the tour championship should or the playoff should look like. But yet it seems like it's just not hitting home as to what it needs to do. So,
yeah, I agree.
Things are going to change.
And quite frankly, I thought handing out a tour championship trophy winner and the FedEx Cup to potentially a separate person had more validity than doing the starting strokes.
Yeah, I agree.
Like that's basically what they're saying now, only they're just making it one trophy. So whoever wins this week wins the FedEx Cup trophy.
Correct.
Scotty is clearly the FedEx Cup champion. Clearly. Like, not even close. Like, everybody is four laps behind him. But if he doesn't win this week, he's not hoisting that trophy. And you know what? He doesn't care. Because he would rather...
What it should be is the tour for the whole year. You're getting FedEx Cup points. When the year's over before you hit the playoffs, they should award the FedEx Cup champion for the year.
Like hand him Tiffany trophy and everything? And
yeah.
They should, yeah.
Yeah. And then as you go into the playoffs... You got
one more
winner
to play
of the
for.
First event, winner of the second event, and a winner of the tour championship.
So now you've got the postseason winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
So Scotty, at the end of the year, he should have been. Now this would have been fun for him if he had to show up at Wyndham just to accept a trophy.
Yeah.
It's almost, you know what it becomes? It's like the MVP award, right?
Right. Right.
You remember those years, you know, when you'd have MVPs that weren't necessarily playing in the finals.
Yep.
And they would come out and they might even be on somebody else's home court. And it was sort of an awkward thing. Like, hey, congratulations, player from the other team that you don't like won the MVP. Yeah. And they're like, oh, we want our guy to win the MVP. So, I mean, there's some awkwardness involved in some of that. But that's basically what they're saying is the FedEx Cup champion, season-long race, congratulations, you locked it up. Now the only challenge to that is Scotty probably had it locked up 2 months ago.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And now you go into the postseason, and then there's a postseason winner.
Yeah.
Okay, but as it stands right now, and there's all kinds of varying ideas, and we're going to touch on them about how you can quote-unquote fix this thing. But as this week goes, all 30 in the field have an equal chance of going out and winning the FedEx
Cup. That's correct.
And the $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
So it's $10 million for first place. It's like $300,000 for last place. So just
$355.
So you're getting some coin just for showing up this week, no question. But it's a $10 million first place. That's a big difference between $355 and $10 mil.
Yep.
So doesn't matter how good your year is, you could just eke your way in to the top 30, like Akshay Bhatia did, and have a chance to go out there and win $10 million. That's massive. $10 million, by the way, is doing nothing for Scottie Scheffler. For some of these other players, it would be a game changer.
Yes.
So I'm kind of rooting for that, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing you have to understand is these guys that are playing that made it to the top 30.
Yeah.
They've already made $2 or $3 million, $4 million to get into this point anyway. So an extra 10, yeah, it can be a game changer, but they aren't hurting.
I don't
they
feel
are
bad
not
for
hurting
them.
Being in the top 30.
I have no sympathy.
Yes. Not
that I don't feel bad for anybody. If they're top 30 in the tour championship, they are multimillionaires. I did get
yes,
that.
Yes, they are.
But it'd be kind of cool for a guy to, you know, break it out. And I don't
One
know.
One of the lesser known guys.
Yeah.
Dig it out of the dirt and win. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they all know it's Scotty's year. You know, I remember Karl Malone saying when he won the MVP, he's like, I want to thank Michael Jordan for letting me borrow this. You know, like, that was a great statement, right? I mean, that's, yep. You know, that's what it is. But, I mean, Nick Taylor, Andrew Novak. I mean, how about that guy? If he was to rise up.
Chris Goddard.
I mean, everybody's like, hey, Scottish flash in the pan. I'll show you. Here's $10 million. Stick it. You know, love that kind of thing. I mean, even Russell Henley's had an amazing year, but
sure,
throw another $10 million on that guy. It would mean a ton to Harris English, you know? Corey Connors, Sam Burns.
Yep.
Sorry, but Jacob Bridgman?
Bridgman's a rookie, and he's played some really good golf this year.
Yeah, I don't even know that name.
People don't know him.
How did Jacob Bridgman get into the Tour Championship? We don't even know who he is.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty interesting.
I barely know who Andrew Novak is.
Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah.
But good for him. So are those the rookies? Novak, Goddard, and Bridgman? Are those the guys that are first time?
Yeah, those are probably.
Ben Griffin's probably first time to the Tour Championship.
Yep.
I love that Harry Hall got in there. Somebody ought to tell Harry, though, Bryson got rid of the Tam O'Shanter after a while. It just didn't seem to be working for him.
Yeah.
But it seems more authentic with Harry.
Yeah. So Jacob Bridgman. Let me see results for this year. 26 events. He's had a runner-up, 5 top 10s, 9 top 25s. Made 17 cuts, and he's made $4 million.
Rookie year. Is that right? Say he's a rookie?
It might not be rookie year.
Okay.
It might be his second year, because total career, he's played in 57 events. Mm. But get this, his official money in 57 events is 5.3, and this year he's made 4.
Okay.
So.
Well, we salute you, Jacob Bridgman. For making the Tour Championship without anybody knowing.
Yep.
And making 4 of your $5 million in one season.
Yeah. Pretty
well
amazing.
Done. Well done. Well done. All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the news from the new commissioner. He said, there's not going to be incremental change. There's going to be significant change. What does that look like? What might that look like? Rex Hoggard is going to join us still in a few minutes as well from East Lake to break that down. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
On a scale from 1 to 5,
I would give Siegfried and Jensen
5 stars.
5 stars.
5 stars.
If there was more stars in the constellation, they'd get more.
And I want to say thank you.
Thank you?
Here for you 24/7.
Call Siegfried and Jensen.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
At Black Desert Resort, everyday living feels like a well-deserved getaway. Immerse yourself in the unique opportunity of ownership nestled among the lava fields and vibrant cliffs of Greater Zion. Spanning 600 acres of scenic desert landscape, our newly built luxury resort offers a range of residences, diverse dining options, year-round outdoor recreation, and world-class spa facilities. Anchoring it all is our signature Tom Weisskopf Golf Course. Explore the options or book a tour at ownblackdesertresort.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Want someone on your side after a car accident? Call us. Here's a fact. Insurance companies exist to make money, not pay it out. At Siegfried & Jensen, we care about you and your case. Get the facts and the help you need. Call us today.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Hey, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Thanks for joining us. At Real Golf is where you can find us on X or check us out on social at Real Golf Radio. And you can download your our podcast if you don't catch it live here on the radio, by searching Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio, where your favorite podcasts are found. All right. The question that I have, and I want to ask Rex Hoggard this coming up, is professional golf broken? Is the tour broken? Because the new commissioner coming in, Brian Rollapp, he talked about significant change. He talked about a blank sheet of paper. He talked about trying to evolve to keep up with today's essentially what he referred to as today's shortened attention span and dynamic landscape, whatever you want to call it. He's suggesting, as a non-golf guy, that golf needs to have significant change in order to stay relevant. Do you agree with that? Like, is there something about golf that is broken? Do you think it needs to change? And what, if so, what?
Well, we've talked about this, especially earlier in the year, as things were coming up and as LIV entered into the mix a couple of years ago. You know, it's like we have the same event with a different sponsor week after week after week. And how can we keep viewers interested in what's going on? When you have signature events, you've got the top players, but when you have non-signature events, now those events don't get as much viewership and as many looks. So I don't know if it's broken. It's just what we've always done as far as the PGA Tour is concerned and competitive golf. So how do we fix that if it needs to be fixed? How do we shake that up to get more excited? You know, we've got the TGL that has jumped into the mix with Tiger and the teams and that kind of thing, trying to get more viewers excited about the game. We've had just a lot of stuff to try to get more and more excited about golf, not necessarily that they have to go out and play golf, but, you know, we've got the driving ranges that are the social aspect, you know, and everything in golf is different now, especially since COVID. Golf has really kind of springboarded into people's minds, the opportunity to go out and play golf during COVID because we could go out and play golf. And so now we've got more people in the game, but we need to keep them and keep capturing more in the game. So there's just a lot that's going on. Now, as far as the PGA Tour is concerned, I don't necessarily think it's broken, but it'll be interesting to see what kind of things that this competition committee and Brian Rollapp do to shake things up and make it more exciting for people.
All right, so you touched on a lot of things there. The whole game of golf is one thing. I think it's wildly popular. It's at the peak of popularity in my 51 years of life.
Yes.
I mean, just look at tee sheets around the country at public courses, look at the rates to join, initiation fees to get into private clubs, you know,
everything.
The club that I joined 15 years ago for $1,000 is now selling for over $100,000.
Yep.
And before COVID, you could have bought, so the first 10 years of that membership, it fluctuated about $5,000.
Yep.
And then after COVID, it went up like Bitcoin. It's insane. So yeah. I don't know that there's a lot of people that kind of feel like, hey, we've got people in the game. This isn't a grow the game initiative anymore. This is how do we manage the game?
Right.
That's a separate thing. Let's keep it on topic with the PGA Tour. You mentioned that the future competition committee is what they're calling it, chaired by Tiger Woods. And then you've got the strategic sports group folks that are involved as well from a business standpoint. And then there'll be some other people that will be joining players most likely. So the one thing I do like is, and again, like Brian Rolapp said, we understand tradition. We're not beholden to tradition. Expect things to change. That's where I think we all got to kind of wrap our heads around this thing. Like things are going to change. So what kind of things are going to change? You mentioned that every week it's the same event, different sponsor. Is that a bad thing? Let's just start there.
No, I don't think it is.
72-hole stroke play, is that the format that we want to watch for professional golf? Or do we want to mix it up?
No, I think that that's the tradition of that format, 72-hole stroke play. I think that's what we want to watch in professional golf. We go 36, we have a cut, then we go, you know, the final 36 and crown a champion. Just like you would in a baseball game or a football game. Or any other top echelon competitive sport.
What do you mean? Nobody. There's no cuts in football or baseball.
No, but football, it's the same game week after week week.
I see. Okay. So yeah, each
for
week.
For 18 games.
The gameplay is standard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gameplay is the standard.
So the LIV came out and they were going to take golf and elevate it, right? That's what they wanted to do by changing it to 54-hole golf. 54 holes instead of 72.
Right.
They wanted to only have elite players, which they didn't accomplish. They got a few elites, but not all elites. Yeah. And then no cuts and fewer events, wearing shorts, having
shotgun
music.
Shotgun start.
Yeah. Trying to have a more definitive broadcast window. So those are some interesting ideas, right? The idea is, hey, let's have your best players all playing at the same time. Okay. It's an interesting idea. Let's shorten it up so that they'll be maybe more of a sprint rather than a marathon. Maybe the guys will be, there's less time to make up shots, so they'll be more in it. Interesting idea. The shorts, the music, all that kind of stuff, whatever. And then have fewer events. So that seems to be the thing that is permeating more is we're going to maybe see fewer events. When you start to see, and we're going to talk about the schedule coming up as well, but when you start to see that next year's 2026 PGA Tour schedule includes 9 signature events instead of 8,
right. They added one.
Then you're going to start, again, to really define the elite schedule and the non-elite schedule.
Yeah.
Because Rory's already skipping signature events. And so the guys are going to do that. They're going to have certain things. But it really more draws that line between the elite events and the non-elite events. And then you start to have the elite players versus the non-elite players. Boy, this is the time you want to be playing good because you want to be on the right side of that elite. And because if you're in there and you play decent at all, it's going to be hard to fall out because there's so much money being earned those events. But if you're out, you're going to have to really play your way to get in and then hope to be able to stay, right?
So, well, and there needs to be a way for guys to play in on a consistent basis where they can get that meritocracy and move up the level. To get, you know, case in point, Chris Goddard up this year. You know, he goes to the Scottish Open, he wins the Scottish Open, then he gets in the British, he finished fourth in the British. He ends up getting into the top 30, gets through all the playoffs, and, you know, he's now got his schedule more set because he's able to play major championships, signature events, and everything, which, like you said, is where you want to be.
Mm. Well, coming up next, Rex Hogger is going to join us. He's been there at East Lake. He was sitting in the press conferences and covering this firsthand. I got a lot of questions for him and what he thinks might change. Is professional golf broken? And if so, does it need to be fixed? If that's the case, or if not, what are these significant changes we're talking about? What is this? We appreciate and we're going to honor tradition, but we're not beholden to tradition. Like, I just don't know what you do. I do find myself watching maybe a little less frequently on Thursdays, Fridays. So maybe it's more
on the weekends we watch.
But on the weekends. So maybe there's going to be some emphasis on that. We'll see. We'll talk about that with Rex Hoggard next.
Want someone on your side after a car accident? Call us. Here's a fact. Insurance companies exist to make money, not pay it out. At Siegfried & Jensen, we care about you and your case. Get the facts and the help you need. Call us today.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
At Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf, the new Titleist T-Series irons have arrived. The new T-Series irons have a new seamless design and solid forged feel, delivering improved distance, closer proximity to the hole, and confidence to hold the green. Swing by Uinta Golf to be the first to test drive the new Titleist T-Series irons. Trusted by golfers since 1971 and home of the legendary 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf. Get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
On a scale from 1 to 5,
I would give Siegfried and Jensen
5 stars.
5 stars. 5 stars.
If there was more stars in the constellation, they'd get more.
And I want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Here for you 24/7.
Call Siegfried and Jensen.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob and Rex Hoggard from Golf Channel joining us from the Tour Championship East Lake in Atlanta, where it seems to be a hotbed of information and speculation and all kinds of topics to discuss. Rex, good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you, boys?
Good. So, you know, hey, this time of year always brings about the sort of armchair quarterback, if you will. There's a varying opinions on why the Tour Championship is messed up and what it needs to do to change and how it could be better. And golf fans around the world have their own ideas and opinions. This time around, we have a new commissioner that is also throwing his opinions in there. But before we get into all of that, let's talk about what we presently have. No starting strokes. This is a regular 72-hole stroke play event. How do you feel about kind of the Tour Championship and the changes going in this year?
I think getting rid of starting strokes, and look, the tour did this mid-season. This is something they do not do. They don't change rules. This announcement came in May, and essentially in the middle of the competition. It gives you an idea of how the time had come for it to just go away. When you have Scottie Scheffler, who has benefited the most from starting strokes over the last few years, tell you it's silly, that this isn't the way to do it. It's confusing. Fans have a hard time wrapping their minds around it. It was time to move on, and I'm 100% on board. All that being said, this feels like a transition year. Like, I think they just needed to get through this tour championship without a lot of distractions, and then whatever is next, and I don't pretend to know what's next. I know there are a lot of discussions. I know a lot of people want to lean into match play. I always counter and say, I have nothing personally against match play. I don't think the players, I'm talking about the tour players, think match play is appropriate. But wherever it lands, I think the new CEO, Brian Rolapp, who you just referenced, spoke earlier this week and started a new committee, and we can get a little bit more into that. But the three tenets of this committee is simplicity, and that applies directly to not just the tour championship, but really the tour schedule, the season-long race, parity, which we can, you know, that's pretty obvious, and scarcity. So those are the sort of the three pillars that he wanted to talk about this week. But when it comes to simplicity, you really don't have it right now at the tour championship, and we have never really had it. I would argue over the last two decades of FedEx Cup playoffs that we've never landed on anything that's magical, and I'm not quite sure there is a magical answer, but they're trying to get there.
You know, you mentioned the competition committee, which Tiger Woods is going to be the chair of. And, you know, he said this is going to usher in a new era for the PGA Tour. Thoughts about that and how this could help with some type of change as far as the Tour Championship is concerned?
CEO Brian Rolapp was pretty clear. This is going to be not incremental change. This is going to be fundamental change. So I would caution everyone to not get comfortable with where we are right now. And that goes to the players and the tournaments and the sponsors and the media and the fans and everyone involved in the game. Because by all accounts, the new CEO wants to overhaul the product, wants to overhaul the competition on the field, wants to overhaul the business of the PGA Tour. These are all big changes, and that's why he was hired. He's not a golf guy. I appreciate that. I'll actually say I probably talked to about a dozen players this week, and every single one of them had an in-depth conversation with Brian Rolapp, and not a, hi, my name is Brian conversation. We're talking about hours-long conversation on what they think the tour should be. And I will say that by and large, all of them said the one thing: one, he's an outsider and he embraces being an outsider, and two, he listens. I think he wants to take in as much information as possible to get to where they want to go. One of those things, as I mentioned, is scarcity. I would expect a less is more approach when it comes to tournaments in the future. But when it comes to simplicity, I think it is fascinating, because how do you tie, and the tour's tried to do this now for decades, a regular season competition into whatever these playoffs are going to become? It is an interesting case study if you're willing to start from scratch, and it seems like he is willing to start from scratch.
Rex Hoggard, Golf Channel, joining us from the Tour Championship. So this is interesting, right? Because you pointed out a couple of things. One, he's not a golf guy, which was obviously intentional when they brought him in. But you're looking at a sport that, you know, he said he's not going to completely overlook tradition, but he's not going to be bound by tradition. There's a lot of us that are diehard golf fans that have been in this, you know, in Bob's case, you know, for generations. And, you know, we love to hold on to, I'm going to make a trip to Scotland here in a couple weeks, and everybody wants to play the old course. I don't want to play the new course. It's only 200 or 300 years old. I got to play the old course, right? I mean, there's this tradition that we hang on to with the game. There's something sacred about it. And those of us that play it, we love it. And then change seems to be almost something that we even don't even like to discuss, right? Even though we have really benefited and enjoyed the changes to the game and equipment and everything over the years, we just don't realize it. So how do you balance that, you know, with that concept? One, is professional golf broken? And two, what in your mind are some of the things that they need to emphasize to hit those 3 points?
I will not be involved in you throwing shade at the new course. As you pointed out, it is 200 plus years old. It is a wonderful links course. It just has a really tough neighbor in the old course. That part is interesting to me. I think if you're going to try to read tea leaves when it comes to where the game is going, and no, I don't think the game of professional golf is broken. There is something to be said for the business of professional golf and where we find ourselves right now. And I think some of those expectations personally are unrealistic, because you kind of have a twofold issue going on right now. You have one bubble that was created by LiveGolf that was very much artificial when it comes to the finances and the business of professional golf. The other bubble, which carried the game for so long, Tiger Woods, has essentially faded away. He's simply not going to be a competitive element of the tour. So without those two bubbles, how do you achieve? How do you reach where you want to reach, which is essentially $20 million purses every week on the PGA Tour? That's hard for me to wrap my mind around. But if you want to try to get inside, I guess, Brian Roelof's mind, just look to where he was before. He has been a decades-long executive at the NFL. And if you look at NFL games, they're still NFL games. They still use a football. They still score touchdowns. They still have X number of players on the field. They still have a quarterback, whatever the case may be. However, he also brought this up. Every March, the NFL was happily embraced the idea of innovation, change. They never stand still. If you look at every single year, the NFL has something new. Last year, it was the kickoff rule. We all had to wrap our mind around that. I would anticipate something very similar for golf.
So a lot of, you know, I heard you guys talking on Golf Central and the Golf Channel about the players, you know, the elite players that are playing now, a PGA Tour A league, a PGA Tour B league. Thoughts about that? Is that something that could be in the tea leaves down the line?
To be clear, I think there's always been an A and a B league on the PGA Tour, and most players will tell you that. It's never been as clear. That line has never been delineated the way it is right now between the signature events and those full field events that aren't signature events. The idea that we would move to something even clearer where you would have a hard line probably doesn't make a lot of sense to me because, again, I keep coming back to scarcity. If there is going to be less is more, and I was just having a conversation with a tournament director this morning. Let's say we go to 25 events, and they're all the biggest events with the best fields and the best cities at the best time of year with big purses. And that, it feels like, is where Roelof and this new committee wants to land. They want to land at something that is just more exclusive from top to bottom. If that's the case, not too much of a stretch for us to point to. It's probably not going to be, I'm not going to pick on any tournament. It's not going to be the XYZ event. You can fill in your own blank, however you want to do. There is a universe where that XYZ event suddenly becomes a Korn Ferry Tour event and a really good Korn Ferry Tour event. I could see the rising tide lifting both tours. If you wanted to make the PGA Tour something different, something special, something more exclusive, everything that falls off from that becomes a better Korn Ferry Tour event. That would be where you would have your A and B line, in my opinion.
Rex Hocker joining us. With that said, what's your thoughts on LIV Golf? And I don't want to go completely down the whole road of LIV Golf, but it seems right now that those discussions are like, that's almost a in the past kind of thing, and it's a move forward. And the guys that are on LIV are sort of stuck over there. If they feel like they're stuck, they may not. They may be perfectly happy over there. But it feels like that whole coming together idea is maybe behind us.
And Brian Roelof was asked a couple of questions this week, and it's clear he wanted to stay on message, which was this new committee moving the tour forward, focusing on his product, the PGA Tour. And look, I'll even say he showed some teeth in that press conference when it came to some LIV Golf questions. My guess is, I feel like, that was by design. He wanted to project this image. All that being said, the one thing that I pointed out when he was introduced essentially as the new CEO at Travelers Championship in June, the difference between Jay Monahan and Greg Norman, who were in charge of those two properties, those two were never going to have a long conversation. They weren't going to pick up the phone and just try to figure out a way to talk this through. Scott O'Neill, the CEO of LIV Golf, and Brian Roelof, the new CEO of the PGA Tour, they went to college together. I know for a fact they have each other's numbers in their phones. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but there is the opportunity. My guess is Brian Roelof wants to get this right first. He wants to make sure the PGA Tour is heading in the direction that he envisions, whatever that might be, along with this committee that is going to be chaired by Tiger Woods. I don't say it's over. I think as we are right now, you're going to have two tours on different paths moving along. But I think there still is an opportunity somewhere in the future that this all works out. I don't pretend to know what that looks like, but I have to believe it.
Hey, you mentioned, sorry, Bob, real quick. You mentioned match play. That's a pretty, it gets people going. It's a hot topic. The idea of elimination is great. My only argument, not only, but my biggest argument is Nick O'Hearn. I mean,
Nick O'Hearn's catching straight.
Right? I mean, so if you're a TV guy and you're paying a bunch of money, or if you're a tournament sponsor and you're paying a bunch of money, and Nick O'Hearn knocks out Tiger Woods the first day, it's like, well, crap. So I don't know and yet it's parody, right? That's parody.
I have been incorrectly labeled as someone who is anti-match play by my colleague Ryan Laffer. He did it a couple of times on TV this week. That is not the case. I am not anti-match play. I watched the U.S. amateur rabidly last weekend. I thought it was fascinating. I will tell you, I love the idea of match play. And you brought up a good point. Certainly TV executives probably aren't crazy about match play. Certainly sponsors probably aren't crazy. And I would argue that fans probably aren't, because if you go back to the match play event on the PGA Tour that has now gone away, my argument all along was it was the best Wednesday in golf, when you had everybody playing everybody and it was sun up to sundown. Golf, too, more times than not, a pretty mundane Sunday. Mm-hmm. Like, very rarely did we end up with Phil and Tiger in those Sunday duels. Matter of fact, we never ended up with Phil and Tiger. However, all that being said, none of those things will factor into the decision to do match play at this event or not. I'm talking about the Tour Championship. It will be the players who decide. And I always point to what Scotty Scheffler said in his press conference on Wednesday. You play all season long using one format, 72 holes of stroke play, and then you're going to get to your big finish and decide your champion based on some other format that you really haven't touched all year long. It doesn't make sense. It's the players who will decide the format, and clearly they don't like match play.
That's the best argument I've heard.
I like that. Yeah. That's great. So talking about match play, let's transition over to Ryder Cup. We've got the top six that are set in stone now, and Keegan Bradley has some decisions to make before this Wednesday. Your thoughts about what he could be considering, and who might some of those picks be that you think?
I think Justin Thomas said it best Thursday at East Lake when we were sort of having this conversation with players. And I think Justin Thomas is going to be a pick. I believe he's seventh on the list when it was finalized. Quel Morikawa is going to be a pick. I don't think that's a discussion. But as it applies to Keegan Bradley, and JT's take was, I don't know that anyone has ever faced the type of decisions that he has to face. And not just who gets the other four picks. This is all about, no one has ever been in the position as Keegan Bradley as a player versus a captain. And I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think if he decides to be a playing captain, it's a good idea. I think if you would have looked at it a few weeks ago, it seemed pretty obvious he was going to make himself a pick, but now it doesn't seem so obvious. I think there's varying, you can start picking apart and pointing to, I like Ben Griffin, where he is on the list, what he's done this year. He's won twice. He's finished in the top 10 of two majors. I feel like he should be pretty safely on the team right now. I think Patrick Cantlay, you can make a really good argument for, not just based on how he's played in recent weeks, but what he means to that team and his record and team events when it comes to the U.S. team. I think Sam Burns and Cam Young have made good arguments. So I guess that is a long way of saying that, man, I am so happy I'm not Keegan Bradley, because it is going to be a miserable few days.
It's one of those, right, where I'm with you. I think Keegan was the guy to pick after the win, and then it just hasn't really been. And I don't know that it's so much that he's not playing well as so much that he's had to focus more on Ryder Cup captain duties. And I feel like this is such an honor for him to be able to do this. This is a legacy moment for him. And should he pick himself and it doesn't go well, that is a lot. That's a lot of weight. I don't want him to have to take that on. Like, I feel like that's, I mean, it's one thing if Arnold Palmer does it, which, by the way, there weren't captain's picks back then. He must have just played his way on. And so
it was 1953.
63, right? Yeah.
63, so, yeah.
Exactly. So, and the U.S. won everything. So anyway, point being, I hope he doesn't pick himself and he goes out and win. Let me just ask you this. Coming out 4 years ago, I would have thought this U.S. team, young, studs, dominant win at Whistling Straits, like this was going to be a new era for U.S. Ryder Cup. It feels a little shaky. This might be the most concerned as a U.S. Ryder Cup fan that I've been for a home game in a long, long time. This European team looks good.
Well, I think it's twofold. One, I just talked about not wanting to be Keegan Bradley. I would love to be Luke Donald right now. I bet you he sleeps. He's sleeping so well at night. Because essentially, he's going to have the same team that was dominant 2 years ago in Rome. It seems like the only difference is which one of the Højgaard twins he's going to pick. And then with Rasmus and Nikolai, I don't think you can really go wrong with either one of those. And so you're bringing essentially the same team, same management, and Luke Donald and the rest of his vice captains over to an American side, as you pointed out, that seems to have a lot of question marks. Just let's just forget about the captain's picks. We just talked about how difficult that decision is going to be. He's got some players who automatically qualify, Xander Schauffele being the primary one, who isn't even here this week at Eastlake. He's not playing well. He's had a bad season. There are a lot of reasons to not feel comfortable about this U.S. team. There are a lot of reasons to feel very good about the European team. However, I keep coming back to sort of the one outlier that I think truly will make a difference, and it'll be Beth Page and those New York fans.
Yeah.
I think they will make a difference and maybe swing support towards the Americans, or it might hurt. Because let's be honest, New York fans will boo their own if they're not playing well.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Real quick, one question. Keegan Bradley wants the guys to go play the Pro Corps in Napa, so they have some competition under their belt. Bryson can't play that, but yet he said he's going to travel there to support his team. Your thoughts about all those guys getting together to play?
I think it's a good idea. It was one of the things that stood out, you know, in the when you unpacked what went wrong for the U.S. team in Rome. There was simply that month-long wait between the Tour Championship and getting to Rome. And for some players, and I wouldn't apply this to everyone, but you kind of need to play your way into some sort of form. So it makes sense for the captain, Keegan, to at least say, maybe this is something you should consider. Certainly the Europeans had the advantage going into Rome. They had played the BMW Championship in London the week before, so they were all in form, pretty much the same time zone. And actually, Europe's going to do something very similar this time around. They're almost all of them are going to play in London again, and then they're all going to travel to New York the week before and essentially do a week, I don't know, call it a week combine to sort of get comfortable with the golf course, get comfortable with the time zones. I think it just depends on how comfortable you are as a player taking a month off and then showing up, playing a really important event. And I will say captains on both sides have focused on the one thing that whatever it is you do to play your best at an individual tournament, that's what you should do to play your best at the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, Rex, thanks so much for taking a few minutes. We appreciate it. Good stuff as always. And man, there's going to be a lot to unpack over the next several months. And we appreciate all the insights you give us.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. See you, fellas.
You got it. Thanks. Rex Auger, Golf Channel, joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. Stay tuned. More on the back.